Evening, folks. It's the 14th of Jan. I'm at mine and Kate is here.
Hello.
I have to do a boo. I should have done it yesterday, but what I'm going to talk about happened yesterday. The reason I haven't done a boo is because I've been, well, to put it mildly, I've been so upset. I just couldn't yesterday. I think if I'd done a boo about what I'm going to say, I'd have ended up bursting into tears.
Yeah. Which might have done you good, but...
It may have done me good, but... Yeah. You know, I'm sure people on my boo don't want to hear me blubbing into the mic.
No.
Anyway. So this boo is going to be... I'm sorry, guys. It's going to be sort of fairly negative again. And I don't like posting negative. I'm not a negative person by heart, really. But... Basically, I think in a previous boo, I mentioned that somebody from my letting agency was going to come to the house yesterday morning to do an inspection. And it's not a routine inspection. Basically, the house is being bought by new people. I'm going to have a new landlord. And I've met them and they're really lovely. And strangely enough, they share the same surname as Kate's family, which is really weird.
They're not related at all.
They're not related, no. But...
Well, they might be back beyond.
Maybe, but not sort of directly. But of course, it's not them that are going to manage the house. They're still going to be managed by my letting agency. So the agency wanted to come to the house just to do an inspection. It wasn't a routine one, but it was just to have a look around because I think the new buyers were going into the office yesterday to talk about the property. So I think they wanted to come to the property to have a good look around, ask me if there were any problems. Blah, blah, blah. Because basically the people who've bought it live on a boat at the moment. So they will be moving into the house, but not yet. They're happy for me to stay on. I don't know how long for. It could be another 6 months after this one. It could be another year. It could be 4 years. I don't know. You know, they could decide to stay on the boat for a few years yet. But they're happy to keep me on. And I thought, oh, great. When they came, they had a look around, said hello to the dog. And when they went, I thought, oh, they didn't say anything about the birds or anything. I thought, that's good. I thought, well, at least they know that they're here. So yesterday morning, Kate and I had got up and we were doing some cleaning up and things. And they turned up. And it was two people that I'd never met before. It was a lady called Jill and a man called Peter. Now, Peter is the manager of the letting agency. And on site, we didn't like either of them. Well, first of all, I thought Peter wasn't going to be too bad. Morning, how are you? All right, thank you. So in they came. She was just strange, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was really standoffish. She hardly said a word. And hello. And yeah. I said, are you all right with dogs? And she said, I'm not. I'll let Peter go in first.
She was.
Oh, right.
I was upstairs keeping quiet.
Yeah, and I thought, well, I'm sorry, but if you want to look around the house, there's nowhere I can shut her.
Yeah.
So you're just going to have to deal with it.
I was observing.
You were observing. You were a silent spectator.
I was.
So they came in and they were having a look around and a chat, any problems, and I told them, I've got a slight issue with the lock on my front door. I told them about that. I'd already told the agency, mind you, about this. And the door that leads into my kitchen and living room doesn't shut properly, so I told them about that. And he said, oh yeah, I can see why. He said, that's not going to take much sorting out. He said, we'll make sure that's done for you. So they came in and they were having a look around and, like I say, Rio and Ruben were in here and they didn't say anything. And I thought, oh, because we were saying, oh God, what, you know, I wonder if they'll say anything about the birds. And I said, well, we both sort of said, well, we can't, you know, we can only do things that we can, you know, I can't worry about things that I haven't got any control over. So they didn't say anything. And Pete looked outside and he said, there is quite a bit of dog muck in the garden. He said, how often do you clean up? I said, as often as I can. You know, bearing in mind, I've got no pen. So Kate goes wherever she feels she wants to go. And yeah, there probably are times when I miss bits. And he said, well, I would like that cleaned up, you know, as often as you can. He said, because otherwise we'll get complaints off the neighbours. He said, and it can attract rats and things. So straight away, he got my backup. I thought, right, yes. Okay, fair enough. Is it all right if we go upstairs? Yes. So they went upstairs and I heard them saying to Kate, oh, hello, oh, sorry, hello, hello. And Kate said, oh, yeah, she said, I'm just keeping out the way. And I heard one of them say, oh, more birds. But I didn't really think anything of it. I'm sure people know where this is going. Anyway, they came back down. Came back in. And he said, oh, we need a key cut for the inside front door. I said, yes, I know. I said, I've got to come into the office to pay you rent this afternoon. I said, because there was a problem with that. I said, I'll get one sorted. He said, I noticed there are quite a few birds here. I said, yes. He said, are they all yours? I said, yes. I thought, well, I'm not lying to you. I said, a couple of them are rescues. I said, but I said, yeah, they are, you know. He said, and I'll try and say it exactly, sort of more or less how he said it. How many have you got? Five, is it? I said, yes. He said, well, that would be too many, I'm afraid. He said, when you moved in, you had permission for the dog, which was fine. And that annoyed me because I thought, well, actually, mate, it would have been against the law for you to refuse the dog. He said, but he said, we might let you keep one or two birds. He said, but this is too many. He said, perhaps you could think about rehoming some of them, the rescues maybe. And I thought, you, excuse my language, you bastard. It was just, it was so, he was so cold and so insensitive.
It was very insensitive.
I mean, yeah, if he'd come in, I mean, all right, I'm going to be perfectly honest, guys. I didn't tell them. All right, so I know it is partly my fault. You know, I take full responsibility. But if he'd come in and said, Miss Edmonds, I'm really sorry. We weren't aware that you had your parrots here. You know, are they all yours? And I would have said yes. If he'd said, look, you may have to possibly think about reducing the number slightly because, you know, one or two is fine, but we can't really let you keep all of them. If he'd been a bit more sensitive and a bit more feeling about it, then yes, it would have been awful, but I could have had a conversation, but it wasn't a conversation. He just talked at me and didn't give me the chance to get a word in. And I was so shocked. I just stood there. I couldn't speak. So they just, did they say anything else about the birds? Or was that, I think that was
that's
it.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
And she said, that bloody Jill then said, you don't have to sort it out today. And I thought, oh, that's very kind of you. You know, thanks very much for giving me a day's leeway. That's great. And I did, actually, I think I did say, I said, well, when the landlords came here, I said, they didn't mention the birds. I said, they saw them. I said, they were all here. I said, and nothing was said, you know, nothing, it didn't seem to be a problem for them. And he said, yes, but you're not managed by the landlord, you're managed by us. And I thought, oh, you, just get out, just get out. I didn't say get out, but that's what I felt like bloody saying. So they left, and Kate came down and she said, I heard all that. And I said, did you? She said, yeah. And we both came and sat on the sofa, and Kate said, there's nothing to say really, is there? I said, no. And we just sat there for ages.
Inside.
We just sat there. It was just,
there really was nothing to say. Yeah,
there wasn't. It was so
cold.
I mean, obviously, this guy doesn't know anything about parrots. I mean, all right, guys, if he'd come in and I had a house full of cats and dogs that peed everywhere and it stunk, that had chewed the carpet, ripped the wallpaper, you know, wrecked the curtains, then I could have understood it. But my birds haven't done any damage at all because I never let them out unsupervised. And if they did do any damage, I'd pay. And I really would pay without question. You know, they don't smell, they're not noisy. I could have a lot more bloody noisy parrots. It was so, and I thought, well, if you've got children, how would you feel if I said to you, well, I want you to rehome one of your children, please, you've got too many? Because, you know, this is, when it comes to, like, African greys, it's like having kids. It's not just like having a couple of budgies, as lovely as budgies are, or a couple of hamsters or gerbils. It's, you know, they've got the emotional range of a two-year-old and the intelligence of a five-year-old child. It's not, you can't just give them up. So we just sort of sat there sort of saying, Kate said, what the hell are we going to do? And I said, I have no idea. I said, because how do I choose who goes and who stays? Excuse me, folks, I'm going to have a sip of coffee. Bear with me. You know, do I put all their names in a hat and whoever I pick out goes or something? What's a nice cup of coffee?
It was nice, yeah. I thought mine was great.
So we're going through all these options. Well, not all these options, because I didn't feel I had any options. You know, I was saying, I don't want to part with this one, I don't want to part with... I said, I don't want to part with any of them. I said, how the hell do I choose who goes and who stays? Because I love them all for different... They've all got different characters, and I love them all for different reasons. Yeah, there are some that you get more attached to, for whatever reason. But... Oh, guys, it was horrible. I was so upset. I don't know how I didn't cry. I think I was too shocked. I think I was too shocked too. Because I said I'm not just giving my birds to anybody. I said, A, if you try and sell them, you don't get any money for them because people want everything for nothing these days, and we all know that. I said, and I'm not just giving my birds to anybody. I said, I'd never hear what became of them. I said, or I wouldn't know if they'd been sold on or whether they'd been kept and looked after. I said, I just hate it. So in the end, Kate said, look, she said, how would it be if I took the canary, because he doesn't take up any room, bless him. And she said, what if I took little Rio? Because she doesn't take up so much room. And we sort of talked about it and mulled it over, and we decided in the end that that's what would happen. She said they'd still be your birds, and you know, she said they'd be looked after by me when you weren't there, and you could still come and see them, and blah blah blah. And I said, well, I'd still pay for their upkeep and things. So at first, that's what we decided to do. And then I went out yesterday afternoon, told Kate's mum and dad, and they were like, oh my god! I think they were horrified. Actually, I think they were quite. Well, no, they seemed quite sort of like, oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, your mum could sort of see, you know, you didn't tell them. And I said, I know I didn't. I said, but everything happened so quickly. I said, and I never would have had time to rehome my birds in a week. You know, the week of going up back up to Immingham and coming back down. I said, And I suppose I have got a bit blasé because I've lived in rented accommodation previously and had birds. And I've had inspections. And they've just come in and said, oh, hello, guys. And, you know, talked to them and said something like, oh, you like your birds then, do you? You know, what have you got here then? And gone, and that's been it. I haven't heard a thing. So I suppose I did get a bit, yeah, you know. I just really wasn't expecting it. So we went into town and paid them their bloody rent, which completely skint me. But I've managed to sell one of my items, which is good. And I said, look, tell Peter when he's next in. I said that I'm going to reduce my birds, the number of birds I've got. Oh, okay. And that was it. And bless her, Kate's mum kept sort of saying, I'm really sorry you're having to do this, Sam. I'm really sorry about this. And things like, but you know, what you've got to think about is you'll still see them. And what you've got to think about is what you've done so far is really good. You've moved and you've done all this. And I was thinking, you know, when you're in such a bad place and you sort of think, do you know what, this really isn't helping. Whatever anyone said, it just wasn't helping. I thought, no, it's not, it doesn't make you feel any better, does it? You just can't see past it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I came back home and then, of course, Kate went back to hers. And I came back home. When I was on my own, that's, I think, when it hit me. And I was sat there thinking, oh, my God. Oh, my God, what the hell am I going to do? Oh, my God. And I just basically hid away yesterday and listened to loads of Harry Potter because I just couldn't do anything else. I couldn't think straight.
No.
I just couldn't function almost. It was like, really? And then Rio was chatting away and I was thinking, oh, and I thought, I can't part with her. I can't. Because she's really, really attached to me and she doesn't like anyone else. And when I say doesn't like, I mean she's quite aggressive.
Yeah, I've had some quite nasty bites.
Right? Yeah, I mean, she knows Kate, and Kate's had some quite nasty bites from her. If anyone she doesn't know goes up to her, she literally screams at them. And I was thinking, Jesus, what if she starts being really nasty with Kate? Or then I thought, what if she bonds to Kate and starts being really nasty with me? I thought, that's going to hurt like hell. I don't mean physically, I mean emotionally. Well, and physically, probably. Anyway, Kate and I spoke on the phone last night. We both had shopping deliveries, which that was a good thing, I suppose. We had lots of food and things. I sort of mentioned it to Kate, and Kate said, Sam, do you know what? I've been thinking exactly the same. She said, I don't know how that's going to work. She said, I really don't. Because at one point, her mum's... I'm sorry, I keep going back and forth because I'm remembering things. Kate's mum said, well, as an interim measure, until you can get something sorted, until you either move somewhere else or whatever, she said, what if I take Frankie? And I said, that's really kind of you. I said, and I really do appreciate it. I said, but A, you haven't really got the room. And bless him, Kate's dad was saying, we haven't really got the room. I said, but also, I said, when I took Frankie on, I said, I swore that I'd give her a home for life. I said, and I really can't go back on that promise. I said, because so many people do. I said, so I appreciate what you're saying. I said, but I'd see her, yeah, but I wouldn't see her very often. So Kate and I were talking and she said about Rio, and she said, look, what if I try and take one of the others? She said, because I don't want you to lose Rhi. I mean, I wouldn't lose any of them, but I was sort of thinking, oh, I wouldn't be able to just go over to her and cuddle her and, oh, I don't know, it was just, oh, it was awful. I kept being alternatively angry at the agency and then just really, really upset. It was horrible. Mm. It was awful. So I said, well, who would you have? I said, first of all, where would you put them? And she said, well, I'd have to move things around in the living room a bit and put another cage next to Kendra. She said, I'm sure I could fit another one in if I tried, if we both move bits around. So I said, well, who would you have? Because I thought, well, I can't get rid of Smokey. There's no way I can part with Plush. So it would either have to be Reuben or Frankie. And she said, well, out of all of them, I'd prefer Frankie because she's the least... She's really gentle, is Frankie. She's just really sweet-natured. That's the problem. Everybody wants bloody Frankie. I suppose because she's... because she is like that. She's quite gentle and quite... I mean, Reuben is, but he's more... Again, he's more inclined towards me than anybody else. Whereas Frankie is quite good with women. She'll let people go up to her and stroke her, and she'll come and sit on your hand and let you pick her up and cuddle her. And whereas Reuben's a bit more, he's a bit more feisty, I suppose. And Smokey just doesn't, if it's not me, he doesn't want to know. That's the thing with my birds. They all, I don't know what I do, but they all seem to get so bloody attached to me. And then they won't go to anybody else. Mind you, greys are usually like that. It's strange to get one that will. Anyway, I'm digressing. So that's what we think is going to happen at the moment, is Kate's going to have the can and Frankie. Which I'm really grateful for, but it's still going to be bloody awful. I can't... Oh, I don't know. I don't know what else to say, really. It's so upsetting. Oh, because I'm parting with birds, and it's... Well, not parting with them, really, but I'm having to sort of move them somewhere else, and it's not my choice. Mm. I think because the choice has been taken... When I choose to, and, like with Kendall, and I thought, you know what, I can't do this, really. Or with Draco, then. I'd chosen to, but when it's taken out of your hands... I hope no one else has to go through that, because it's just awful. I just had a really crap day yesterday, and today I'm sort of as okay as I can be, but I'm nowhere near sort of right, as it were. I still sort of keep thinking about it and thinking, why? It's strange, because the move went really smoothly. Everything went really smoothly, and I think it was to you, I said, something's going to happen.
Yeah, you did.
I said, I'm telling you now. I said, something is going to go wrong. And it has. I just wish that something had gone wrong when I was actually moving. Not to stop me moving, but I wish there'd been a hiccup then, rather than this.
Hmm.
Because I could have coped with that. I could have dealt with it. But this, it's like, you know, how the hell do you deal with this? It's so tough. It's horrible. Because obviously I know I'll see her. And yeah, again, I can still class her, well, and the can. I'll probably still class them as my birds. They're just sort of being fostered, I suppose. I mean, there might come a time when I have to move, when I sort of think, oh, do you know what? You know, if I'm able to have them, as long as Kate doesn't mind, you know, circumstances might change, but I don't know. It's just, it's not good.
No.
Anyway, I'm going to shut up now. Leave you all in peace and drink the rest of my coffee. So I'm sorry for the whinge, folks. but if I'm a little bit quiet and a little bit subdued over the next few days, that's why. I just thought I'd better do a boo before I say something about birds and people sort of think, what? What the hell? You know, what's happened to Frankie or what's happened to the canary or whatever? I just thought I'd better tell you all what the deal is. So I will send this because I've prattled on for longer than I intended. And we'll speak to you all soon.
Speak soon.
Bye.